This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here at the Defence Academy of the United Kingdom. I'm talking with Paul Bleakley about cyber defence training.
Paul Bleakley, I work currently for the Technology School within the Defence Academy of the United Kingdom. Our focus is looking at how technology facilitates the UK military.
You're building a whole new academy process here with courses. Can you give us some view of what that's going to mean for UK cyber defence?
Under the recently launched UK National Cyber Security Strategy, Defence Cyber School was part of that initiative, and that's what we're going to be launching here. Essentially, it will be a centre of excellence for cybersecurity training across defence and will be a facility that we'll be able to offer to other government departments as well.
You already have some courses in place. What are those courses and how will they transition across?
At the moment, we have our flagship course is a one-day senior cyber masterclass. This is aimed at Brigadier and above military officers and civilian counterparts, and also to equivalent grades across other government departments. And that's a one-day strategic level, high-level overview of what cyber activity means to defence, the threat that it poses, and the challenges that we're facing in overcoming that threat.
Is it only going to be UK defence, or are you opening it to civil servants?
In terms of the audience, yes, it's UK defence primarily. We do offer it out to other government departments, and so that civil service aspect is there as well. We're also, for the first time, starting to realise the value of bringing industry into these conversations, and we recognise and have done for some time that cyber is something that we can't tackle on our own. And so we're bringing industry partners into the courses where they're able to take part and we're able to share information and strategies to help combat the threat.
What are you expecting from those partners? Are they going to be delivering courses? Are they going to be aligning commercial products with defence requirements? Because with respect to UK defence, we are no longer the purchasing organisation we once were. So there's a need for all these organisations to have a commercial as well as a defence hat on.
The supply chain issue is a massive one, especially for defence. And if you look through the purchasing route to market at the moment, then quite often it's not our primary industry that we engage with. The goods actually come from second, third and fourth order contracts. And so being able to regulate and manage cyber threats across that breadth of industry is really important. What we're hoping to gain by bringing industry into the conversation is that they will take away our understanding of what that threat looks like. And we can then work more in partnership in helping them put in place the defences that they need, and that they can then regulate their own supply chain to make sure that we can mitigate the risk as much as possible.
You're working with this to teach both senior officers but also junior officers on what's involved on different types of courses. With external partners, of course, when we go into a battle situation today, we're taking reservists with us, we're looking for more support than we actually have manpower on the ground. How do you extend this course out to make sure that your reservist capability are also included?
That's an interesting question. The Cyber Reserve program is working particularly well. We engage with them at the moment at a number of levels, recognising that a lot of the people in those reservist positions are industry leading experts in their fields, and they are bringing huge skill to the table. Where we can make use of that in terms of assisting our delivery of courses and in bolstering the knowledge behind the courses that we're delivering, that's something that we'd be very keen to explore further in terms of the Defence Cyber School. At the moment, their roles are really tasked by other government departments, so obviously that programme is there to deal with specific taskings.
The types of courses you're running are not just short-term courses, are they? You've got master's level courses in play, one of which is very highly regarded.
Very fortunate here at the Defence Academy to have Cranfield Security and Defence Team Department on site. This affords us very easy access to their master's programmes. They have two cyber-related masters on the books at the moment. The first is Cyber Defence and Information Assurance, and this is certified by GCHQ as being a good quality, generic cyber awareness management of the threat type master's program. The second course is the UK's only currently classified cyber-related masters, and that's a unique selling point in its own right.
When you're taking candidates through on those courses, one of the issues with cyber today is it's not just about technology, it's about a whole lot of soft skills, the ability of human resources to spot things because they see all of that social engineering that goes on. When you're selecting candidates, how many of the candidates that you're putting forward have degrees on a technology side, and how many of them actually have a wider degree base?
Cranfield actually managed the application process. Each individual service, however, manages its own personnel in applying. The Army, for example, applied to an Army point of contact who will sift out their applications. In terms of the candidates that are coming forward, I think currently the courses that we're offering, the two master's programmes, they don't really touch in any great depth on the human factors elements, those softer skills, those softer pieces. They're very much risk, governance, what the threat is, what the threat looks like, and that sort of a different type of course. So I think at the moment we're getting that traditional engineer, technologist, communicator type applicant.
If I go back to the funding question, you've got the funding to build the new school as you want it. How much do you see that expanding over the next few years?
We've been given a pot of money that we will have access to bid against for resources. Current aspirations will see a tenfold increase in staffing. We are hoping that in fairly short order, 12, 18, 24 months time, our portfolio of course will have increased quite dramatically, that we'll be able to bring in expertise from existing industry standard courses onto the site and be delivering these directly to our personnel within the cyber school.
The armed forces no longer work in their own little silos. You walk around any military base these days and all the services are represented on every base. Cyber in particular requires that level of interaction. Your current courses are aimed predominantly at officer class, but if we look at the senior NCOs in particular, they do much of that hand-holding for junior officers when they first join a unit. They're the glue that holds a lot of it together. How long before you start to widen the pool?
We currently offer a 4-day course that bridges the gap from the junior officer OR 6 and 7s through to the mid officers OF 3s, 4s. That's an awareness level course, that light touch overview of cyber activity within defence. We are frequented through those rank ranges and offer places as wide as we can. At the moment, I think our capability in terms of resourcing restricts us to sort of offering that to those that are working in or will be working in cyber related roles. Our hope is that we will be able to stretch that audience out to spread the cyber message a bit further and a bit wider through defence and try and engender interest and increase uptake.
Without touching on operational matters, if we look at the spread of technology now in the field, everybody's got a mobile phone. A number have got their own laptops or tablets. We regularly see bits and pieces coming up where people have taken their own video, they've posted it online on the social media feed, but they may actually be on some form of active deployment doing that. Do the cybersecurity courses you're dealing with actually start to provide some form of approach or awareness training on how this needs to be contained, for want of a better phrase?
It's an important issue. It's a huge, and it's essentially the bedrock of my current post, is that awareness level message of basic cyber hygiene. The director of GCHQ a number of years ago said 80% of the threat comes from those basic elements, and we can resolve that, which means that we can focus our resources on the 20% left, the high end threat that we're facing. Currently it's difficult resourcing wise to do a huge amount in that basic awareness. We have activities like the Year of Cyber from 2015, where Joint User Cyber in London and put together a sequence of monthly interventions that were spread through Defence Estate. I think at the moment we would like to do more of that, and hopefully Defence Cyber School will allow us the resourcing to do that, but it's
cool. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.